Across the Pilbara, this is Breakfast with Pablo on 102.5 FM.
This is Police Beats, where local police from Karratha Station give us an update on community safety and policing around the city of Karratha. Andy, Senior Sergeant Stevens, thanks for stopping past today. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Pablo. How are you?
Very good. Now, we want to touch on noise complaints and sort of what the regulations are on it, what to do if you've got a problem with a noise complaint, maybe, you know, a party's going on next door or music's too loud, something like that. So before we get to what you do, what are the sort of regulations if you are having a party at your house? What should you do, and what's a good thing to do to be a good neighbour?
When police deal with noise complaints, we deal with them under the Environmental Protection Act, and we have to make a judgment on what is reasonable and what isn't. So if you have a good relationship with your neighbour, it's always beneficial to talk to them and let them know that you're going to have a party, probably invite them along as well. But monitor the noise levels, because on a quiet night, noise can travel very far and you could be upsetting people quite a distance away, especially with the bass that goes straight through walls and everything.
You can also now apply to have those safe parties through the Karratha Police as well.
Yes, there is a way you can register a party online and let the people know, let the police know when you're having a party, what the anticipated crowd is, and if a problem occurs, then we already have your address and we can come around and help.
Now, if it is out of control and you're next door, you feel like it's out of control, the sound is impeding maybe on you getting to sleep, putting the kids down, what should people do?
Call the police. We will send a van around to the area and they will sit off and have a listen, wind the windows down and make up their minds to whether or not it is an unreasonable amount of noise, and then decide on what to do. In most cases, we'll go, and once we identify where the noise is coming from, knock on the door and talk to people at address. Let them know that there's been a complaint. We won't tell them where the complaints come from. And 9 times out of 10, those people won't know that they've been upsetting other people, and they'll turn the music down and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah, so there's anonymity there, you know. You don't have to worry too much if you are that next door neighbour, the worry that, you know, you're going to get offside then with your neighbours.
That's right. Of course, when you talk to the police, we want to know who you are so we can narrow down where the noise is coming from, but we won't tell the people that we talk to when we go there now where the complaint came from.
Are there any time restrictions or anything like that?
No, it comes down to what is reasonable, and we do have some guidelines, and we deal mostly with noise complaints at night time when people are trying to sleep. Although in Karratha there are lots of shift workers, so if there's a problem occurring during the day, we can attend to that as well.
So some good advice there. Contact Karratha Police if you do have a problem with neighbours, and it can be not direct neighbours either. It can be, you know, a few houses down, and as you mentioned, that sound does travel.
That's right, and when we do attend these places, we'll tell the people that their noise is unreasonable, and if they don't turn it down, then we have a way of serving a notice on them under the Environmental Protection Act, requiring them to turn the noise down. And if that doesn't work, then we do have power under the Act to enter their house and seize the equipment.
Now, something that's popped up the last couple of weeks because of the heat, you know, everything's getting a bit warmer at the moment, and I'd never even thought about this, but you've been finding that kangaroos have been venturing in a bit closer to town.
Yeah, it's been a very dry year so far. There's not much food around. The kangaroos are starting to come into Karratha and Dampier, and you can see that there's quite a few of them getting hit by vehicles. So be careful, everybody. The kangaroos, you'll get them in the dawn and dusk, particularly those are on bicycles and motorcycles. The kangaroo will come out of nowhere and it could cause quite serious harm. So slow down and be aware. There's lots of roos around.
If you are tuning in, Police Beats with Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens. If you do want to contact police, feel free to call them 131 444. Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and the Woodside operated Northwest Shelf Project, are members of the Safer Community Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens, we'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Pablo.
Classic Gold, today's hits. Spirit.